RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Back indeed, and let's go America. Welcome back to England, everyone. Today, it's the big Let's Go America Tour London. Mary and I are coming to you from the Milestone Hotel and Residences. We're in the Kensington section of the city. Before we delve into more of the city, Great Britain, and bespoke travel, well, here's a quick message from Seabourn.
Discover the Seabourn difference yourself on one of their luxury voyages and expeditions. This is all-inclusive, premier ocean cruising at its best.
Oh, it absolutely is. We're so looking forward to this, folks. Seabourn can take you all seven continents aboard an array of curated voyages. We'll be sharing an expedition cruise with Seabourn with you live for the next 2 weeks, as we've been talking about. You can also come travel with Mary and me from Rome to Barcelona this October 30th to November 9th. Just go to rmworldtravel.com. Click on Join Us, 2024 Mediterranean Cruise in Blue at the top of the website. You'll be all set.
All right. Our first six segments today have been wide-ranging. Now we're going to focus deeper on London, Great Britain overall, and discuss some bespoke travel opportunities waiting for you. Joining us here on set, we have Anthony Pickles. He's currently a director with Blakeney. Longtime show fans may recall him from his previous post with Visit Britain. And also joining us is Rob Walbank, private travel management specialist with London-based bespoke tour operator Brown & Hudson.
Guys, welcome. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be back.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anthony. Thank you. That's a little bit of a tease, Rob. How are you?
Good afternoon. Lovely to be here. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. All right, so Anthony, I teased before the break, you know, it was exactly 5 years ago to the day, April 13th, 2019, yeah. We were broadcasting the show from Rubens at the Palace over in the Westminster section of the City of London. You were part of that show. We knew when we were planning this program we had to have you back, so it's great to see. A lot has changed in this country and the world since then, but London's popularity certainly is as strong as ever. So I want to get into this because, you know, tourism is a key piece of your economy here. This is a top city for Americans. It is actually the top city that Americans visit when they come to Europe. So what are some of the things that you feel London does well to keep travelers coming?
Yeah, so, you know, back when we were having that conversation, we were a year out from the pandemic. And, you know, at that point, London was absolutely booming. You couldn't have had a busier city if you tried. And obviously, just a year on from us having that conversation, the city was empty. Nobody was traveling. We weren't allowed to. We all had to be at home. And I think actually, in a strange way, what that has done for us is it's brought everybody back out again. Everybody wants to discover what's on their doorstep. Everybody wants to go and have a look around where they live, visit the museums, but also go further afield than London and discover their own country a bit more, particularly when we weren't allowed to go back on aeroplanes. So in a strange way, I actually think tourism's probably in a slightly healthier place now. The numbers might not be back quite at what they were when we last had that conversation in 2019, but they're certainly on the way back, and I think that's hugely positive. In terms of what people can do at the moment, I mean, there's just a wealth of choice. You know, just on the way here this afternoon, you know, I popped into two museums, saw two brand new exhibitions open today. And that's what's so fantastic about the city. There's always something that's happening that, you know, it's unexpected.
If you can't find something to do in London, there's something wrong with
that. Yeah, there's a lot to do here. But I also like what you just said, and I want to broaden that with you, Rob, in terms of London. Of course, it really does sell itself, I think. But when you go outside, we've done many day trips on other trips here to London. And we've done Bath, we've done Brighton, Oxford. We talked a little bit about
Cornwall's
this in the open Cornwall. Yeah. We haven't done that one, but Canterbury, Manchester's a great town. What are some other areas, and do you recommend that people, when they do plant themselves in London, get outside of the city for a bit?
Absolutely. I think it all depends on you know, how long they're here for. Some people who are just here for a few days will understandably want to stay in the city because, as Anthony said, there's enough, or more than enough, to keep people busy. But no, I would recommend it. Absolutely. You know, we're bigger than just London. And it's so well connected, and you can really get out to different areas. I mean, there's quite a few to choose from, but there's a beautiful place called Elmsley, and that's in Kent. And it's a lovely, right on the coast, and it's got luxury cabins, and it's got a little luxury hotel, but it's all very in keeping. And it's about 40 minutes east of London.
Well, Mary knows that well. She has family.
I don't know that little area, though. My family's from Kent, so...
Yes, northeast Kent.
Northeast Kent. All right, we're going to have to explore that. That sounds
so
beautiful.
Anthony, I'm going to ask you, a similar question to what Mary just asked Rob, because I know during your time with Visit Britain, you know, as head of tourism affairs, you worked to tell the travel story for all of Great Britain.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. So, you know, in our country, there are so many cities and regions promoting tourism. We do a Destination Spotlight series in this show, actually, for them. But, you know, how do you feel other areas of the UK do in enticing travelers beyond London?
So we're getting better at it. It's always been a bit of an issue. You know, the big airport that lots of American visitors will fly into will be Heathrow, and that's here in this city of London. So getting people to, you know, obviously enjoy everything that's on offer in London, this great global city, is really important. But then it's about trying to entice people out into the regions and, you know, and to explore not just parts of England, but the other nations as well. And that's always been a big challenge. So, you know, just to give you the statistic on this, 54% of people that come to the UK won't leave the square mile that we are currently sitting in. So there's a, you know, there's an awful lot of country to go and visit. And you know what? Brits are just as guilty as everybody else. So, you know, every year I see something.
Of not exploring the country.
Yeah, not exploring. Mm-hmm. You know, every single year you've got to really make the effort to sort of look at the map and think, which bits have I haven't seen? And there's always a surprise. So, you know, there's always great things to do. You know, just last year I did a fantastic trip where I walked Hadrian's Wall, which is the old Roman wall that joins the north of England. So you can go literally coast to coast, 84 miles. An amazing.
How long did it take you?
Well, it's apparently supposed to take 10 days. It's not that I'm very fit, but we did it in 3 days. That was bad planning. But we saw a lot, and it's a fantastic thing. And it's an example. You know, you can literally see the country on foot if you want to. So there's a whole host of opportunities available for people when they come here.
Let's talk a little bit about trends in luxury travel. Rob, whenever your company founder, Philippe Brown, joins us on the show, we always appreciate his inventive and ever-evolving approach to the world of travel. And it is complex, and people are always seems to be changing what they want, and that's your job to figure it out and get ahead of it. But similar to what we discussed with Andrew Pike last segment, you also have a very discerning and wide-ranging clientele. What are some current trends in travel that you're seeing now at Brown & Hudson?
Well, it's what you've said is true. We have a huge kind of breadth of clientele, and everyone is completely unique, and that is where the real magic comes in, which I know that Philippe has mentioned before. And we spend a lot of time, you know, getting to know our clients, and because that's what it's about. It's about the why and not the where. So it's difficult to say where they're going, because a lot of the time, with the clients that we have, it's about where we'll actually deliver what they want to feel like when they come back or on holiday itself, or, you know, what is a key interest for them? Because a lot of the clients that we have, they could go anywhere at any point in any time. So I think that's the key thing. It's us to understand why.
Do you see them picking, and when they choose destinations, are they picking multiple destinations? Are they staying longer in one destination?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they are tending to stay longer in one destination. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite often where, once you're having the conversation with them and, you know, they're going to one particular place that they might want to go to for business or family or some other reason. And then the more you speak to them and the more, you can give them more ideas about, oh, I think you might like this. It's kind of mm-hmm. not too far away. And, you know.
Yeah, I think we have this 14-day expedition cruise we're headed to. Mm-hmm. And we're going to probably go to about 20 different places in 14 days, and the hotel's going to follow us, which is kind of nice. So this question, which will be great, actually. But this question is really going to be for both of you because, you know, as you know, Mary and I, we live in the New York City area. And despite it not being prime time for our city these days because it is poorly run, you know, there are many things that we still love about New York, right? I want to know, just give me one or two things that you love about your city here in London that you say makes it a great destination to plan a visit and come experience, and you each have about 30 seconds.
So for me, I think there's two. The two things that I would pick, the suburbs. I think London is a place that's made up. It, you know, you look at its history, it develops as lots of villages being consumed by the city. So there's always a really interesting corner that you've never been to, and it will have some incredible history that you can explore. I think the second thing that's happened here, and this might be a surprise for some listeners, is that the food scene in London, I think nowadays, does actually compete with New York, I dare to say.
Yeah. We've been talking about this week. There are
it's
so many.
It's evolved dramatically over the years. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd like to touch on something that you said earlier, which is
20 seconds.
It's very much about the opportunity, especially for our clients as well, to do something completely unique, but it has lots of the history and the culture. So, you know, when we're always looking at where people could dine, we want people to dine in somewhere special. So in this beautiful surroundings we've got here, there could be somewhere, you know, where mm-hmm. we could actually plant something up, we could do a production and really produce a wonderful dining experience. And that is all over London. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, listen, Anthony, great having you back on the show again. Wonderful. I guess 5 years from now, we'll book it now. All right. We'll see you again then. So thank you so much, Rob. Nice meeting you in person.
Yeah, Rob, thank you.
Give our best to Philippe and the Brown Hudson team, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you both.
All right, folks, up next, well, last hour we took you down to Royal Albert Hall nearby. Now we're going to take you on a trek to uncover London's spy and espionage sites. What do I mean? Well, stick with us. A reminder, we archive every hour of every broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay with us, everyone. Our big Let's Go America tour in London is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.